Exclusive, Representative Andy Beeks, expect House gun controllers to go after ammo and ammo manufacturers. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 21, 2022. Representative Andy Beeks, R. Oz, spoke with Breitbart News about the current push for gun control in the House and warned us to be ready to see gun controllers go after ammunition and ammunition manufacturers. Beeks noted a number of gun controls have been passed by the Democrat-controlled House, and even though those controls have not passed the Senate, he believes the House will pass even more. He explained, "I expect some additional gun control legislation to come out of the House. I expect there will be an attempt to do an assault weapons ban. I think they're going to continue to try to eliminate liability protections on gun manufacturers. And I think they're also going to go after ammunition and ammunition manufacturers." Beeks then talked about gun control in the Senate, where he said, "When gun control reared its head again. After Uvalde, I expected 20 members of Senate Republicans to cave and give things like red flag laws and whatever else that the House pushing. But I'm sure what, if anything, is going to get out now. Because it has taken so long and they have no language." He added, "When you have no language to look at, they start working off what is called a framework, and that leads to infighting where some senators want certain things but not other things, and that indicates a lack of consensus." And Beeks stressed the more time passes, the less chance there is consensus will occur. He also noted the way Senator John Cornyn, RTX, was booed on Friday at the Texas GOP convention, and said, "That response indicates that gun owners are not real pleased with the Republicans that are undermining the Second Amendment." Beeks emphasized the launch of a watchdog group, the Arizona Second Amendment Coalition, a coalition of people he has pulled together to stay on top of the fight for Second Amendment rights. Members of the coalition include elected officials, student advocates, individuals who work in the firearm industry, and members of pro-2A groups like the DC Project, among others. Beeks said, "We're trying to make it a broad-based coalition where we talk about challenges to the exercise of Second Amendment rights. Whether that is an ATF challenge, something the Biden administration is doing, or what policies local, state, and federal that may either positively or negatively impact the Second Amendment." On January 3, 2022, Breitbart News reported Beeks stressing that carrying a gun for self-defense is part of being a free American. Beeks said, "When you start talking about my wife or me or someone else, we're talking about self-defense, and the first liberty is the right to life. So, if you can't defense yourself against the bad guys, you start looking like the 12 cities in America that have the highest homicide rate in their history." He then added, "You don't want to look like that. You don't want to look like Venezuela. You want to be a free American, and the way to be free and reduce crime is to allow people to carry guns." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.